This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker.
No land, no walls, no land, no walls.
Protesters sounded off Saturday against President Trump's policies and put pressure on Republican officials. About 1,700 protesters gathered in downtown Dallas to voice their support for immigrants and refugees. And in Fort Worth, a GOP fundraiser attracted a who's who of Republican lawmakers and about 200 protesters. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
I want my town hall! I want my town hall!
Protesters greeted the well-heeled GOP donors at the Omni Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. That's where Tarrant County Republicans held their annual Lincoln Day fundraising gala. Jay Malone is the lead organizer for Indivisible DFW. He says the Republicans who represent Fort Worth in Congress should meet with their constituents in an open forum instead of entertaining donors.
Kay Granger and Kenny Marchand have heard from their constituents asking them to schedule a town hall, but they've refused to do it. So what we're asking for is something as simple as for our representatives who we elected to listen to us, to schedule town halls so they can hear our concerns and address them.
Across the country, liberal activists have packed town halls held by Republican members of Congress. As a result, many are canceling or avoiding these large public forums. Congresswoman Granger told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that she wasn't surprised by Saturday's protests or that many of the signs were directed at her. She said she has no town hall events planned. Outside the Omni, the protest signs pointed to a host of demands. Many urged lawmakers to keep Obamacare intact and protect immigrants, while others focused on state issues like the so-called bathroom bill backed by some Texas Republicans. Zip codes adorned many signs to prove the protesters were local.
You know, a lot of people feel like they're the only Democrats in Tarrant County because Tarrant County is a red county. We're not a red county. We're fuchsia.
Leah Payne leads the Tarrant County Democratic Women's Club.
People driving down the street, they're honking at us, they're, you know, showing their support for us. A lot of people didn't know that we're even here, and now they know that they have a support group here in Tarrant County.
Protesters also called on Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz to investigate President Trump's ties to Russia. The House Oversight Committee chairman was a featured speaker at the Tarrant County GOP gala. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Each Monday, we examine common health issues in our series Vital Signs. Today, protein. We all need it, but consuming too much may have consequences. I talked about this with Misty Jones, a nutritionist and diabetes educator with Parkland Hospital System. What is protein and why is it necessary in our diet?
Protein is one of three macronutrients that the body requires for essential bodily functions and for energy. Protein is absolutely vital because you actually obtain 9 essential amino acids from protein that our body can't synthesize and is necessary for tissue repair, for to maintain healthy muscle, bone. It's necessary for the body to synthesize hormones and enzymes that are required.
It's extremely important.
It's extremely important. There's a total of 22 amino acids, but 9 essential amino acids we cannot make on our own, so it must be obtained from protein.
What are food sources of protein?
Most people think of the animal food sources, you know, cow, or beef, pork, fish, chicken, but there's also plant sources of protein, such as chia seeds. Nut butters are great sources of protein, as well as foods like quinoa.
So it's in a wide variety of
foods. Wide variety of foods, yes.
And are there some food sources that are better than others?
You get about 4 ounces of an animal source of protein. You can get almost 30 grams of protein. Versus from a plant source, you can get about 8 to 10 grams of protein per serving. If you're a person that loves dairy, you like Greek yogurt, you can get about 15 to 20 grams of protein in a serving of Greek yogurt.
So how much should we be consuming a day?
On average, it's not necessarily based on male, female. It has more to do with about 0.8 grams per kilogram body weight. And that amounts to about 56 grams of protein per day.
Is there such a thing as consuming too much?
there is currently a concern about people taking in a lot of protein supplements and over consuming protein. And
protein powder, protein shakes, all
protein bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And the truth is, you can get the amount of protein that the body needs from natural food sources.
Okay.
So you don't have to switch over to the supplement or to the other ways like the powders in order to get the right amount of protein.
Is it just the idea that protein is good for us to begin with that people think they have to indulge or even overindulge?
Well, if you think back to the 90s, we had the low fat. Everybody was concerned about fat.
Yeah.
And then coming into this new millennium, it was all about carbs. And then it's good carbs versus bad carbs.
Yeah.
There's only three macronutrients, carbs, protein, and fat. So if you toss out, oh, fat must be bad for me and carbs must be bad for me, the only thing we have left is protein. But you don't want too much of a good thing. Protein is very necessary, but excess protein, there are concerns with some of the data that's coming out of different research projects. Can excess protein cause problems with kidney function? Does it lead to a more heightened risk for diabetes? Can it ultimately lead to a higher risk for cancer? And additional data and additional research is necessary before we see the full impact of what excessive protein consumption will result in.
Now, you mentioned carbs as a macronutrient, but isn't that the nasty little thing we're all trying to avoid these days?
Oh, absolutely not. We absolutely need carbohydrates. It's our primary fuel. Mm-hmm. Carbohydrates turn to sugar in the body, and sugar is our gas. It's how we run.
Uh-huh.
So it's about balancing out the three macronutrients and making sure that you get the micronutrients as well, the vitamins and the minerals. So at the end of the day, it comes down to a balanced diet with a variety of foods and making sure that you're consuming them in moderation.
Misty Jones, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Misty Jones is a nutritionist and diabetes educator with Parkland Hospital System.